This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The industrial conglomerate General Electric said today it will spend $1.4 billion on two European companies that do 3D printing. German company SLM and Arcam of Sweden both specialize in metal 3D printing for things like auto manufacturing, aerospace, even healthcare. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has been following this news today. Lewis, good morning to you.
Good morning.
That's a lot of money for 3D printers. There must be more than the novelty factor here.
Yeah, 3D printers are really not just about making cool shapes out of plastic anymore. GE actually already makes metal fuel nozzles using 3D printers, and the key is that the inside of the nozzle can be built with specialized features that would be impossible to construct any other way. The two companies are both in the business of printing metal, as you said. In the case of Arcam, it pioneered the use of electron beams to melt that metal.
Electron beams. Now, as we've reported, GE is a changing company. Where is GE Inc. going with this?
Well, GE has been known for all kinds of things, appliances, obviously, financial services. It was designated too big to fail by the government, and it's actually recently shed that designation by shrinking its financial arm. So it's really trying to streamline and focus on industry and aerospace. The company says the printers are all about efficiency in producing airplanes and other products. And moreover, it says it wants to be the leading, quote, digital industrial company. So this is really the future of industry overall. And GE has been doing its own research on high-tech manufacturing for years. It is competitive. Lockheed Martin and Airbus are just a couple of the other aerospace companies we know are investing in 3D printing.
Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thank you.